Blog Talk Radio.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about your mortgage. Introducing the all-new Yourgage from Quicken Loans. Yourgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only home loan that allows you to custom design your term anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. The Quicken Loans 8-year fixed Yourgage can help. It keeps your term short and lowers your monthly payment. Just call Quicken Loans at 888-249-1425. The Quicken Loans Yourgage. It's a home loan on your terms. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030. Other restrictions apply. Quicken Loans. Engineered to amaze. Call 888-249-1425. That's
888-249-1425. Blog Talk Radio.
How you let the beat feel, beat round and round? That pose she go, that sound to make when she hit the floor. Go boom! I wanna take her to my room for show, for show,
for show.
I know, you know, every time I come in, it's jumping.
PKBNT, we fucking with you tonight, man. Let's go.
What you say?
I wanna see some ass. I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dash. And that's gonna make me dash. And that's gonna make me dance. Make it rain, tree. 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 Make it rain, tree.
I ain't afraid of pics in the building, ladies. Make sure you get them pictures tonight. Y'all ain't looking good for nothing, man. Let go, let go, let go. Anthony Georgia, I'm letting them know all my people in the building tonight, man. Do or die, you be cute. LOC, Tree Turner, Yeah.
Money ain't a thing.
PNT, Northern ENT, Big Brother Entertainment, Flatline DJs, baby. We live on the radio, J Dog, V Dog. Ain't afraid, pics, let's go.
You wanna see some ass, I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance.
Georgia, baby, we blowing up the charts right now. Call in, get your shout out on. Let a friend know, get the ass in the building. Dolly, you going ham, bruh. Ladies, we getting away that free money, that photo shoot with Ain't Afraid Pink. Let's go!
Y'all for a nigga made new tea in the club, y'all think I spent, y'all think y'all spent. These hoes on my dick trying to get a little tea, it's tea by no, it's tea by no.
So fucked up, the whole world fucked up, man. Michael Jackson lost his mind. What the hell is wrong with Michael? Another kid? Another kid? I thought it was Groundhog Day when I heard that shit. Another kid getting the fuck out of here. Yo, that's how much we love Michael. We love Michael so much, we let the first kid slide. Another kid. I'm fucking done. I'm done with Michael. I've been on a fan my whole life. I am fucking done. I'm handing in my glove. Okay. I saw Michael on 60 Minutes, Ed Bradley tried his best to make Michael look like a mammal. Somebody that drank water and breathed air, right? He gave Michael the easiest questions in the world, the easiest GED questions in the world, and Michael could not pass the test. It's like, oh, Michael, you think it's proper for a 45-year-old man to sleep in a bed with 13-year-old boys? Okay, let me rephrase that. Michael, would you let your children sleep in the bed of a 45-year-old man that's been accused of child molestation? Yes. Ed Bradley looked at Michael Jackson like he wanted to say, "Nigga, is you crazy?"
Legion, the legend, man. I'm in here with Zoom Man, Glance Radio. That's where they do that at radio. Straight Dog, B Dub, Beanie Weenie. I wouldn't want to be nowhere else in the world right now.
I'm I need a sexy girl, a lady in the street with a freaky sheet. Let's get it.
Decided to grasp it. You get me roll, the boys fill me in, and every time I hit the studio, the most boys be on. Seems like most of these rappers are fun, right? They could make a drop, close this, your home, huh? Why the world struck with some bars, and I'm in the station, she crazy, starting the bar, come on. My homies, they struggling to buy diapers. See the light when I take to this drug cypher. Get the rock, pump a few sacks, put the fuck up, turn the band, we walk back, now we doing the mother rap. Got these thoughts on my mind. I be falling off my grind. We my thoughts through my mind. Get off my mind. Got these thoughts on my mind. I be falling off my grind. Speak my thoughts through my mind. Get off my mind. Money, you're getting paid. I'm making my money for you to see where I've been. No subliminals about you, and I'm in the say that girl, so much happiness, I'm from the state. This time is for a weakness, I promise to stop the good. This is not a secret, but the difference is the key. This is how I see things, from my family I will bleed. This is how I see things, my people in the past. It's all love and no time for friendship. This is my day, as I'm on my foot. When I thought I finished, I was going to leave that. It's not just for this. This is for the brain, for my whole life in the vibe. This is mine, I'm prepared to have the soul in my palm. I still have the stress. My thoughts keep running, never gonna take me to death. All at once, when I need, I'm starving to take me. I still feed myself. I've got these thoughts on my mind. I'm falling off my grind.
I'm going home. You know I do the kids I'm in that in-between groove. I operate a vehicle smooth, fully complacent. Yeah, my mama swear I ain't gon' make it. I continue to sit there and drive like she must be hating. Debating on whether or not I'm gonna stop. This is whether the cops gonna watch this and let it go. Let it go. Let me keep it. Let me when they made a decision. I saw the lights like, fuck. What the fuck? We're so fucked.
Dude, my mama's gonna
fucking kill me.
Fuck! License and registration, please.
Officer, I didn't do shit.
License and registration.
Fucking ass.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
Officer, what the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Fuck, no, fuck. Somebody need to step out the car.
Huh?
Step out the car.
Fuck you. Best of luck to you, motherfuckers.
Yes. I'm a Georgia, please give it up. It's Georgia with me.
Where are my sisters that love black men? And where are my kings at? Let me hear y'all make some noise. This piece is called Niggas. N-I-G-G-O-B-S. Real niggas don't claim to be anything. They just are. Who they are, what they are, where they are. Ghetto superstars. I love the way a nigga walks and talk, how he maneuvers when he gets caught. Shit poetry in motion when a nigga puts down game. Ain't too many niggas lame, maybe insane. But on to those that can't understand what it's like to be a black man. If you can't see it, you must be blind. Black men exemplify what is fine. What is pride, what is struggle, what is life? They fight through this bullshit, misery, and strife. I'd be a lucky woman if one day I'm called wife. I love a nigga with chinky eyes, black lips, and toned thighs. The rumor ain't true for all, but I like a nigga with some size. But dick ain't what makes me fall. To me, the mind is the prize. Brothers who seek knowledge didn't necessarily go to college, but who are conscious of the truth playing, who realize God is every black man. Can I get an amen? I'm your number one fan. What a gorgeous tan. From chocolate to caramel, it all looks so sweet. Visions of beauty as they walk down the street. Head full of drag, tails on their feet. They walk as if they listening to a beat. The beat is the rhythm intrinsically inside. The rhythm is the heart which beats with pride and full of love. The devil wants to hide. Oh, damn, look at that backside. Black men are the only creation that command your attention on impact by their color, their spirit, the way they act. As a matter of fact, I'm amazed at how y'all handle situations. All across these nations, doors locking, purse watching, look for fear, they enter the station. But they laugh and move on. Steady groove into a song. Fuck you, cracker. I'm God's reflection, so fear me, you need protection. Oh my God, y'all so cool, some don't know what I'm doing, don't use it, those are the fools to see. I ain't here to hate, but to celebrate. My niggas from that south with them goals in their mouth, with them finger waves, saves and braids. Forever pimping, never ever getting played. My niggas from that west with them khakis and chucks, permed out, creased out, fly as fuck. My niggas from this east, that belly of the beast, surviving day to day, never a moment of peace. If all my kings understood their power, they wouldn't waste a minute, a second, an hour on this bullshit. They want you to quit your journey to find your spirit and to ignore your heart to where you can't hear it. May God, God bless y'all.
Yo.
So we what it do.
Real talk. I got some shit on my motherfucking chest, man. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? And it's like this, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to wait till the end of the show. I'm going to go ahead and go all in, man. Real talk. Matter of fact, I'm going to cut this down because I want y'all to hear the way it's going to come out of my goddamn mouth. All right. Check this out. Now, we all know, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're from the street. It doesn't matter whether you're in business. It doesn't matter where you are. You know, it ain't where you're from. It's where you're at. And, you know, it's sometimes when you do shit, whether it's unintentional or you just do it because whatever, you know, you got to be careful of the other people that it affects. Now, this goes out. Now, I ain't going to put them on blast, but I am going to say this. This goes out, you know. The thing that pisses me the fuck off, man, is like, you know, you're on one side of the fence doing everything you can. And you're trying your best to get the other person to understand and know where the fuck you're getting ready to go to. You do your best to kind of let them know, nigga, this ain't no game. This is what the business is. This is what we got to do. And then, you know, all you have is your word. Your word is your bond. When you ain't got your word, you ain't got shit. And, you know, I'm going to just say this on my end of the fence. You know, a couple of stones have been thrown at me. You know what I'm saying? And I let my integrity speak for itself. You know, but at the same token, being a giving person, sometimes that leaves you room for folks to take advantage of you. You know what I'm saying? Take your kindness for weakness, whatever the case may be. And I'm gonna say this to all those niggas who on that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Thinking because a nigga might be looking at them in a way, you know, looking at them in terms of having value in the craft and everything that they do. You know, taking this shit for granted, or thinking this shit is a game, or thinking, you know, it's a gimme, gimme, you know, whatever the case, whatever the fuck you think it is, it ain't that kind of party. You know what I'm saying? I was in a very interesting, I had a very interesting evening, to say the least. You know what I'm saying? And I'm here to say, you know, everything is still everything. But what hurt me the most is that I saw more in this particular brother than what he's seen in his goddamn self. And one thing about J-Dawg, man, whether you realize it or not, I'm kicking down so many motherfucking doors to get you where you need to be. It's not even funny. It's not even funny the shit that I have to go through just to get folks to understand and know what the fuck is happening. But once they see the understanding and know, oh, shit, this is what's up. I take pride in that. And that's what I expect on the other side of the fence. You know what I'm saying? And this is not no disrespect to anybody that's out there. But, you know, I heard it all before, you know. You know what I'm saying? One thing about me, good artists doing good music and believing what they do and out there grinding and holding it up, you know what I'm saying? That's where I come from. You know, that's my focal point. That's why I'm doing what they do to their radio. That's why Spare By Media and Entertainment is definitely in the mix. And this is why we're doing what we're doing. And for anybody out there that's got other plans or other intentions or looking at this from a whole different perspective, you need to get your motherfucking mind right. Because I heard once before in a song, it's bigger than the bullshit, man. It's really bigger than the bullshit. You're either going to shit or get out the goddamn pot. You either own your way or you in the way. And I done said this time and time again, you know what I'm saying? It's just my evening, you know, I have a lot of patience. A lot of motherfucking patience, man. But you know what I don't have patience for is folks that I feel are just, they just don't fucking get it. You know, nigga, you know, God gave you a gift. But hell, if you don't see that what you have as a gift, you're not going to goddamn stand on it and run with it, then you might as well just tune in to WTDTA Radio and spectate. You know what I'm saying? Don't send me no motherfucking music. Don't do this and don't do that if your heart ain't in it. That's some real shit. Because you're hearing it from a real nigga. I might not look like it, but if you really understand and knew what the fuck was going on, you understand and know really what's up, what's happening. You know, you got to take pride in what you do, black man. Take pride in what you do, sister. You know what I'm saying? You got to do that. And then you can come fucks with what they do in their radio. Because trust me, we got so much shit popping off, it's not even funny. But you know what? A lot of niggas, I'm going to be all the way up front with you. There's some niggas that's out there, you know, that's trying to get in where they fit in, and they still ain't figured this shit out. They ain't figured this shit out. They ain't figured this shit out. They have not figured out the fact that when you got 22 million motherfuckers listening to every word you goddamn say, you need to goddamn say something. I don't want to fucking hear bullshit. B-U-L-L-S-H-I-T. I don't want to hear it. It's real shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, when I make plans and make moves and get you in front of certain folks and make certain opportunities, you know, in a capacity where you can definitely get to the point where you're trying to be, and goddamn it, that's what I expect you to do. I quit wasting my goddamn time with that bullshit. That's real talk. My number is 347-934-0318-678-534-8447. Here, the cell phone is 678-499-1430. Now, if you use any one of them numbers, I'm expecting you to definitely have your goddamn mind right. Don't be calling me with that bullshit. I got too many real artists doing real shit with what they're trying to do to be held up by bullshit. I done said what I had to say on that. And we're going to get back to the goddamn show.
Like a me what it do.
I do.
Don't stop, stay
on Real Talk. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know how it's going down, man. Real Talk, get your mind right. I'm going to the test lines in just a second. I'm going to get me a drink real quick.
Yo, Real Talk
was going to go to the press line. I was going to see what's up. I was going to see what's happening. You know what you got to do. You got to put one on the dime.
Can you text for me? Text for me.
Real talk. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's up. Let's see what you're doing in there. This is the urban experience like never before. But we are definitely taking you on the ride on the wild side. The number 347-934-0318. Real talk. Y'all already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? I meant that shit earlier, man. You know, I meant that shit earlier. Just saying, man. Sometimes, man, niggas will fuck up a wet dream if you let them. That's real shit. But yo, it is what it is. Let me go to the question line. Let me see what's up. Let's see what's happening. Let me see. Yo, call the last bit of your number. It's 5610. You're definitely in the building on WTBTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
What's going on, Jay? It's your boy Legion.
Yo, holding it down, doing what we do, man. What's up with you, man? What's good?
Man, trying to get this track sent to the Tom Joyner show.
Okay, now what's up? Now what's up? Hey,
you know, I'm trying to hit him with that, put it on repeat.
Okay. Now what's up? Hey, man, good look. Hey, that's a good look for you, man. A real good look.
Yeah, trying. You know, taking things one step at a time, definitely getting more things in the works, as far as the radio contracts and things of that nature. Just like I said, you know, taking it one step at a time, learning the business aspects of things, chopping it up with you on, you know, off the air. So I appreciate, you know, all that you're teaching me.
Yeah, what's up, man? Real talk, that's what I'm here for, man. That's what I'm here for. Real talk, it is what it is. You know what, man? Hey, if I just had 10 more, you know, artists like yourself, you know, like my man, Mr. Sheen, you know what I'm saying? Other artists that I definitely collab with on a day-to-day basis, you know. Just real talk, man. You know, I find myself stepping outside myself almost today, man. Real talk on some craziness, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna get right. They gonna get their motherfucking mind right, one way or the other, man. That's just real talk. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, well, I got you locked in, well, I got you holding it down, man. What you gonna let the fans know?
Man, wanna let everybody know that I appreciate all the love and support that y'all been showing me. Definitely follow me on Twitter at Legion the Legend. I got a lot of things in the works. A whole lot. For the last couple times, I've just been running my mouth and saying all the links. So I'm going to start putting up all the links slowly but surely. But definitely last.fm, steamlegion.info, wheredeydothat, radio.webly.com. You know, shout out to all the affiliate stations. And, you know, we're going to get it going.
Good talk. We're going
to
get it going.
Shout out to all the artists out there, all the hosts, you know, V-Dub, mm-hmm. Beanie Weenie.
True. Like I said, we're going to be adding to that, you know what I'm saying? V-Dub, Beanie Weenie, definitely holding it down, doing what they do. You know, shots out goes out to Just Silking It. You know what I'm saying? My man Silk, yo, my man Baby G, you know, real talk, my man DJ Payne up in this thing, doing what he do. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You're going to definitely have to get in there, fit in and find out and know really what's up and what's happening, man. You know, it is what it is. And all I'm saying is, man, yo, that's the big, man. That is awesome. You got to get in or you fit in. You either on your way or in the way. And damn it, if you're in the way, you need to move out of the way. You know what I'm saying? Make room for those that definitely want to do what they need to do. To definitely get the same top. Like, real talk. You know what I'm saying? It's life. It's really life. Man. So, I tell you what, man. Just hold the line right quick. I'm going to see if I can bring another call on right quick. You already know how we do it, man. This is the urban experience like never before. We're definitely taking you on the wild side, man. Yo, real talk. Like I said before, man, I mean, I'm venting, but you know what I'm saying? I can't really go on the air really, you know, really what the business is. It's just like, you know, man, a nigga put me in a real bad position with a real good friend of mine on some dumb shit because he ain't got his shit together. And instead of him manning up, you know, this nigga did some old bullshit. I mean, that shit bothers me, man. That's, you know what, and it's like, yo, man, You can only lead a horse to water. You can't make that motherfucker drink it. And if his ass is that thirsty, he'll figure the fuck out what it is, man. It's real talk. I'm just tired of motherfuckers that just ain't ready. If you ain't ready, ain't nothing wrong with saying you ain't ready. Nigga, you ain't ready. Sit on the porch. Get ready. We're still here. But don't waste my time and don't waste my resources, because that is a no-no. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, it is what it is. I'm going to go to request line. I'm going to see what's up. I'm going to see what's happening. Yo, real talk. Your caller, last but your number is 4963. Will it be? You're definitely locked in live to WTBTA Radio, man. What's up? What's good with you, man? Yo, I'm going to cut this down a little bit. Yo, can you say that again? I'm getting a little, it's coming in a little lower on the audio, man.
I'm saying no, man. What's good?
Oh, man, holding it down, man. Holding it down, seeing what's up, seeing what's happening. Trying to keep it all the way 100 around this thing, man. What's good with you, man?
Nothing much, man. Trying to chill out, man. A lot of shit in my mind. It's a lot of shit. But we're going to get everything right.
There you go. That's what I want to hear, man. You're right. I'm right there with you. I'm going to tell you, Sheen, man. I had a Mr. Sheen moment. I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to front. About 2.5 hours ago, y'all wouldn't have recognized me the way shit was popping, man. Real talk, because, man, you know. But like my man just said, we're going to get it right. Niggas is going to figure this shit out one way or the other, that this is not, you know. I ain't gonna put it out there. I'm just gonna just say real talk. It's gonna get better, my brother. That's real talk. It's gonna get better, my brother. Real talk. They say what don't kill you make you stronger. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the business, man. You know. But real talk, rock out there. We got a lot of Mr. Sheen fans on the air, man. Appreciate all the folks from just silking it, riding with us, vibing with us. Real talk. Last FM is definitely in the building. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. So real talk, man. While I got them locked in, you know what I'm saying? Just let them know what's good, man. Give you, you want them to give you some words of encouragement, or you want to give the world some words of encouragement, man?
I don't know what you want me to do, Jay, what you want me to do?
I tell you what, this is what I want you to do, man. I want you to hang out with us for the night. I got my man, OG, you know what I'm saying? I got my man Wes on the line. You know, he's going to be definitely blessing us with his knowledge, man. You know, I'm going to say a couple more trill shit before we definitely pop it off. I want you to just breathe, you know what I'm saying, from a young artist perspective. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring you back because I'm going to try to get everybody in and give them ample time. You know what I'm saying? We got a short time to definitely do it. We do on this side with Blog Talk, but I do an all-night broadcast on Just Silking It. So real talk, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to open this thing up in probably the next, all right, within the next 15 minutes. So I want you to stick around. I'm going to bring you back within the next 15, have you, my man, Wes, up in this thing. Real talk, any other artists, anybody out there, fan, that definitely, you know, you got a shout-out you want to send. I'm going to give you an opportunity to definitely get it in, but I'm going to let my man, you know, Mr. Sheen, my man, Wes, Manifest, do what they do best. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? This is where they do that radio. We're featuring these local artists that are definitely doing this thing. National artists that are definitely changing the game. Now, niggas, I know y'all out there. I know y'all trying to pay attention, figure out what the fuck is going on. I'm going to say it like this. Real shit here on where they do that at radio. This entire movement is bigger than all of us. And if you're an artist trying to get in where you fit in, then definitely tune in so you understand and know what you're getting in. You know, it's not like, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to get you a motherfucking record deal with, you know, with all these resources that I got. It ain't like your shit that motherfucking hot where I'm going to goddamn, you know, it ain't that good motherfucking kind of party. I'm just going to clear this up, you know, because maybe I wasn't clear. We got 22 million people that love great music. And we debut that music every opportunity that we get. But it's ultimately left up to the fans. It's ultimately left up to you as an artist to definitely, you know, do what you do, because you got to sell yourself to the artist. They got to believe in you. You know what I'm saying? But what's fucked up? Now, I'm going to say this. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to jump into the rotation. What's fucked up? But motherfuckers, you don't believe in your goddamn self, how in the fuck anybody else is going to believe in you? You're not willing to invest in your own goddamn self. Who in the fuck is going to invest in you? If you ain't taking pride in this shit, then what the fuck is you doing? You know? at the end of the day, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, when you got brothers like myself that go out on a limb, a motherfucking limb, I got niggas that listen to folks that's up on where they do it at radio that otherwise would not even give these niggas the time of day. I'm going to keep it all the way 110. And when you miss your cue, when you miss your shit, or when you run some bullshit, you know what I'm saying, to have me, you know, with my resources all fucked up, that ain't a good look. So I'm going to clear it up. Real talk. You call a radio station, you go to Just Silking It, you check us out all over the feeds, and then you figure it out what's up and what's happening. And if you're ready to step in with the big boys, then hey, we're going to definitely go from one level to the next and then some. That's real talk. I just had to get that off my chest, man. Real talk, it is what it is. Yoshi, I'm going to bring you back, bro. I'm going to bring you back because I definitely wanted, you know, definitely for you to chop it with my man, West Manifest. I got West definitely holding it down, doing what he do. Real talk, it is what it is. This is the Urban Experience like never before. We'll definitely take you on a ride on the wild side. Man, matter of fact, I'm going to give y'all some real shit to fucking listen to. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all got to get y'all out there in mind right now.
Fill as though we hustle on a daily to get rich. While I collect the cells, pitch up all in this mix. The fall amongst the demons, yeah, and youngins like they six. And my pursuit is changed, finding out I made a switch. The ripper, you tryna get, I'm after money like a trick. My money's rough and hurtling, with a who I bonus sit on. But either shorty sticking many up, run your quick. See, I found the game to make it young and shoot a rubber quick. Make gorilla homie snitched all close cell. Outdated items, make it young and sick. For the prize, why the devil got me by my dick? Heaven made me when I spit. Caught a baby's money fits in a pit of rage. Tryna walk in Jesus, did I flip? The day with evil got my soul. Some real fucking quick. Get a hammer, dump a clip. Wonder why it came to this. I lost my mind at last. Society is caused to flip. As I walk past, begging hands got me feeling sick. Seeing how the world can change, fighting, trying to stay the same. Money thoughts attack the brain, battles of a mental strain. And yo, this money has an eye, but I'm peering through its window pane. Game.
Still, I can't let my guard down. Nothing but the money, I don't know. Still, I can't let my guard down. Nothing but the money, I don't know.
Fuck is my mind? Lost in these days. Pray towards the sun is like the clouds disobey. Trying to get through life, have a prince one day. But the way it's looking now, I feel that day ain't looking great. Yeah, I seen them at the top, so I kept writing rhymes. Knowing I was far better than no bullshit lines. You forgetting life is short. We living to the fullest, and I'm asking what they try. So if I doubt that you can do it, youngin', I will always be far ahead of my city, yet they still love me. And I still love me, so I can never fuck them off. And look, I ain't for my people, ain't gon' never beat the cause. So I keep listening, waste my lyrical young bell. By trying to make it out the city, best of the hell. Won't see many try, young and begging for help. They try to pray, but they better off begging themselves.
Still, I can't let my dog down. Nothing but the money, I don't know. Still, I can't let my guard down. Nothing but the money, I don't know.
I'm a double the hustle. block on cause you pressing up. These damn niggas started hating since the rap went up. You wanna focus on the big crimes, you know what? You can be you wanna be, I wanna be a hustler, but I don't think that hustler, don't get the pussy, I don't want no pussy, I wanna be a hustler, double the hustler, my sister the hustler, double the hustler, hustler on the set.
You couldn't see what's up.
Niggas dead and shit. The fuck else could happen, yo?
Yo, rest manifest. Can you hear me, man? Yo, Carlos, 7316, you got me in the mix. Can you hear me, man?
Yo,
yo, yo, yo. Yo, I can hear you, my boy. I'm here with you, man.
I'm cool in the night.
You cool in the night?
I hear you.
I said, you cool in the night, man?
Yeah, for sure.
For sure, for sure. Okay. But real talk, you know what I'm saying? I'm cool along with you, man. I lost my
Hey, hold on one second. I got a lot of feedback on the phone. Can you hear me good? You hear me good?
I'm hearing the echo, man. Like you got like two lines or a speakerphone.
Can you hear me?
A lot.
Hold on, man. Plug me in, man. I'm in the Matrix right now.
Yeah, we're going to have to get my man back. Yo, he's in the Matrix. He's going to have to come back in. Real talk, we're going to ride this thing. Real talk, this is where they do that radio. Man, he just made my night with that shit.
It's the Q to the B, it's the M-O-G-B. Green space, pushing them with D-double-G-P. I wish I lived a life I lived. Yo, we riding, I'm traveling, I'm sitting done. Yo, I'm real shit. It makes me feel shit. Dumping in the club shit.
Yo, yes, you back with me, man.
Yeah, I'm back, man. I hung up and came back, you feel me? Because that echo, I couldn't hear shit, man.
I hear that shit was going straight bonkers, man. But that's what's up. That's what's happening. We'll talk on where they do that radio. It's all about the urban experience. We got them locked in. We're holding it down. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. I had a moment earlier, man. You know, I had a moment for a real good reason, though, man. For real, for real. it's like, oh, man, you know, sometimes, you know, sometimes stuff don't quite go like how you got planned. And then you got a plan to have a backup plan, and then sometimes the backup plan goes according to the other man. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
At the end of the day, you realize that all you can do is all you can do. But then you have your moment sometime where, damn it, I could have did more. Damn it, if I would have knew this, then I would have did that. And if niggas really would, you know, and I'm going to be niggerish, if that's a word. I don't know. That's just, you know, I'm being, you know what I'm saying? You can tell. You know, you get straight ignorant, you know what I'm saying? You can say, you know what, real talk, it is what it is. That's why it's only certain folks you can fuck with, and there's other folks that you can't fuck with. Unfortunately, sometimes that statement, we make that shit a motherfucking reality, man. That's real talk. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be all the way 100 with you, man. I need a little pep talk, so you know what I'm saying? I need Jesus, you know what I'm saying? I ain't all the way right. God ain't done with me yet either, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, when you give somebody your word and then, you know, and then instead of them just letting you know, especially when they know everything that's riding on what you do, and then when they don't, when they do other shit that puts you in a fucked up position, you know, it makes you look bad in front of your people. And then your people is like, well, shit, man, you know, I don't want to fuck with that nigga. He, you know, he can't do this, this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, damn, you know, it's one of them situations, man. And it's like, real talk, you know, with time, you know, I know we'll definitely be able to repair that that relationship, but it was like real fucked up for me to be put in that situation to start with. You know, because all I was trying to do was really help this particular person. You know, help them, help themselves, and help others. So, yeah, you know, you can only lead a nigga to water, you can't make him drink. There's a difference between being ignorant and stupid. Stupidity and ignorance is two different things. We use them interchangeably. But real talk, we got some real ignorant people, and we got some real stupid people. That's, I'm just saying, that's just, you know, this was quantified to me today.
Right.
I'm a little fucked about it. I'm a little fucked up about it, as you can tell. But real talk, we're gonna get past that. But on that note, man, you know, I need some words of encouragement, real talk. So you know, so I'm gonna give you the mic and let you do what you do, man, and we're gonna see what's up, we're gonna see what's happening.
Alright. You are now in tune on the one, the Master Blaster Jamming himself. I am West Manifest. Lucifer of the morning, I'm gonna chant you out of earth. Right. Man, look here. Bless up to all the family out there. All you beautiful hues and colors and religions and sexuality and music choices. It's a beautiful world. Let's not let them think push in our head that this is a bad circumstance. That's just negative thought process. Let's deal with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we've all been on both sides of that.
Yeah.
And I was taught a long time ago. I'm gonna share with you a studio story. Hey, young Moss, the world is yours. Hey, young Moss. Slick Rick the Ruler, what's up, boy? I was told a long time ago that it's better to be prepared for an opportunity that never comes than not be prepared when opportunity knocks on your door. All right, just take that in for a second. Breathe. Okay. Now, preparedness, man, is everything. And that's what we're talking about right now. We got to get prepared, for
this new world, this reshaping of this new world, and adapt and overcome, as we always have done and always will do. We babies, kids. We ain't going nowhere. We multiplying even though we die, and mama's crying. But we have to find a solution to that. So let me share with you about preparedness on my end, on being on the lacking end of not being prepared. In 1998, now for many of you young MCs, take that in. This is 1998. What were you doing then? All right, how old were you then? I'm in Electric Lady Studios in Manhattan with Kelly Price and her husband, Jeffrey Rowe, her ex-husband, Jeffrey Rowe. Electric Ladybug is the name of the studio, and you will see on her first album, tracks was done in that studio. That's Jimi Hendrix's old studio. The people who was with him and rocking with him, still run it right now to this day. I think it's him and his wife. I forget their names. But they pioneers in the game.
Kramer.
I can't hear you.
I said, isn't their last name Kramer?
Yeah.
Very famous studio.
I'm in the studio. She listening to my music. And I'm listening to some of the tracks and whatnot. And the next day, I was supposed to be in Quad Studios, where the attempt was made on the Macavette. And I missed that session. And I was being tested. And Jeffrey Rowe told me straight up. Now Jeffrey Rowe was A&R for Puffy. Back during the heyday of Junior Mafia and B.I.G., May the Most High rest him, our big bruh. He told me straight up, he say, Manifest, you ain't hungry enough.
Okay.
You ain't hungry enough. I get back at you. You see, so, and I'm in the studio and all, Ron Isley, Kelly, Ron Isley's on the line for you, you know, and all this shit, you know, a lot of shit going on around, you know, a lot of buzzing going on. And so, you know, that's being on the opposite end. So when I be speaking, a lot of what I'm sharing with you is direct, knowledge, man, you know, personal experience that I done went through myself. So for anybody who have shirked on opportunities that were presented to them, just the only thing you can do at this point is learn from that situation. And then whatever you do from this point forward, you got to have your shit ready. You got to meet your project completion timelines. Because if you don't, you get penalized. You know, whether it be you lose the contract, you lose the opportunity, or they fine you some money for breach of contract. You know what I mean? So, on that note, that's from this side of it. That's from the stupid and the dumb, the mule-headed side of this situation. You know, on the other side is, all right, maybe you have to do like Jeff did and say, hey, you know, let me find a nigga who hungry enough, you know, and make it to the studio on time when he's supposed to be there. And, not have an excuse as to why he didn't show or why he didn't call. or why he called when he called. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, when you late, you late. And you know you need to call in. But, you know, and so we have to run our businesses the same way. Because if we don't, you know, some people have learned the art of running businesses, and then some people practice the art of running themselves out of business. You know what I mean? So we got to be real, real, real clear on you know, when things need to be done, we need to be moving on them. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But I'm not gonna label the point. On the other side, you know, you have to look at it. Okay, well, the next time this opportunity is presented, I don't know fully, but what it is that you have two or three more artists on backup. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Look, in case this cat don't come through, look here, this is gonna be your opportunity. Because I've had that opportunity, and I've benefited from opportunities like that. You know, cats didn't show up, so they would have been placed before me. But now I'm playing before all these All Americans, and shine. You know what I mean? So you know, when it's better to be prepared than not to be prepared, man. And we got to prepare ourselves, man, on all levels. And whatever we're doing as parents, we have to prepare ourselves, man. You know, it's rough, man. When you are not prepared, and you know, nobody stopped growing. You know what I mean? So it's just like wow. You know, so you have to sit back sometimes, unplug yourself from the TV, from your phone sometimes, from everything. Sit down and put together what are my long term goals. What are my goals? Put them down. Write them down. Write down your goals. These are things that I do today. You know, because I look at successful people and I say, if I want to be successful, then they are the blueprints for that success. So let me follow and duplicate, let me mimic what they're doing, not in how they're doing it, but in what they're doing. You know, when I find out that, you know, Tiger Woods is hitting 500 or 1,000 golf balls a day, Michael Jordan is taking 1,000 jump shots a day during his time in the league. You know, that's work ethic, you know, and for some people we have to work on the work ethic because it's easy to become lazy. But when you look at people like Lil Weezy, I don't give a fuck how you feel about Lil Weezy Anna, you know what I mean? Look at his work ethic. Look at his work ethic. The Source Awards was shot this past weekend.
Okay.
It'll be aired next Tuesday or something like that, next Wednesday. He didn't even go.
That's right.
He didn't even show up. You see what I'm saying? But he's doing a show here. Within the next week or so. You see what I'm saying? So, well, I don't know what that's about, but I can tell you this, is that you know, when you passionate about something, you know what I mean, Pop got that same work ethic, you know what I mean, where it's like, I'd rather be in the studio than, I know we all can't live like that, you know what I mean, but I'd rather be in the studio than doing anything else because this is what I'm passionate about, and passion is like faith. For the righteous.
That's right.
Faith and passion is the same thing. You know what I mean? One is a euphemism for the other, you dig? So the way that work is that's fuel. You know what I mean? You wanna heal yourself. We were speaking about this on the other day. I'm just showing you how the universe works. I didn't know we speak about this today, but we're talking about healing ourselves. We're talking about breaking the curse. You know what I mean? Being late to appointments, that's a curse. Oh, well, you know I'm on CP time. Man, get the fuck out of here. You just been replaced. You just
okay.
Next. You know what I mean? And pull the let the Sandman dance on their ass, man. You know what I mean? You can't, and this is one of the reasons why Andre 3000 say, man, look, fuck this shit with running the record label and all that shit, man, because it's too much work in developing artists.
Exactly.
To develop an artist has to have work ethic so that they can be developed. You can't be developed if you feel like the person who is guiding you, teaching you, mentoring you, and opening up doors for you is your motherfucking butler. You know what I mean? It don't work like that. You're not generating the type of revenue to even have a talk like that. But these are the curses that you have to deal with and being prepared. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
For the opportunities, seizing the opportunities, taking advantage of them. You know what I mean? Which means I got to know what the fuck is going on around me. So he keep telling you, go to the sites, familiarize yourself with the copyright procedures so that you don't get burned. It's a business.
You got it.
And at the end of the day, if you don't know how to run them contracts, you'll be run out of business. You'll be one of them MCs who sold or never sold, never said. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, you have nothing, you know. So in breaking the curse, we talking about healing ourselves the other day. On all levels, we have to heal ourselves, and that takes prayer and meditation, man. You know what I mean? Even though I talk the way I talk, you know, and I use language that's less than desirable for some people's ears, you know, and I do care, you know. But in this form, you know, it's okay. I wouldn't go to the church house and speak some of the language that you've grown accustomed to hearing coming from me. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is that we have to take time to look and develop ourselves, and it starts with our inner being. It starts with our inner self, because behind your eyes, when you close your eyes, that's where you find God at. Behind your eyes, your flesh is just flesh. It's a temple. It's a casing for the real you. That's not the real you, although you adorn it and decorate it and like Christmas trees, you know. And so we have to find out how to grow our Yu-Gi-Oh! Inside of us. This goes all across the board. So now tonight, you said, let your word be your word. Or in other words, my word is my bond, and my bond is my life, and I shall give my life before my word shall fail. That's the first lesson that you learn. I shall give my life before my word shall fail. So when West Manifest is in them circumstances, sometimes he have a tendency to seek a solution at this wine. There's nothing wrong with the wine, but sometimes in excess, you know what I mean, anything can become your nemesis or my nemesis or our nemesis. So as we evaluate the things that are helping us to propel us forward, and looking at different vices in our life, whether it be being late, not being punctual, you know, not having our material ready and prepared, always thinking that we can just go in and filibuster the whole thing, man. You know, you can't do that. You know, you can't freestyle your way through life, man. You know, some shit is just some shit is just what it is, you know what I mean? You got to have this shit on the paper, you know what I mean? The contract is on the paper. It ain't something that a nigga is rapping to a nigga. And when you sign that shit, oh, now you got to adhere to some shit. You didn't think about getting an entertainment lawyer. You didn't think about what the cost was of an entertainment lawyer. There's a lot of broke motherfuckers out there crying, you know what I mean? And you know, like Johnny Cash say, it's your own damn fault. Bum, 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 bum. And that's for real. It's our own fault, man. So let's heal ourselves of the things that's not allowing us to move forward, that's holding us back as a people. And what I mean as a people, I mean as a human family. You know, there's no way that you can have knowledge. I don't care if you're a Caucasian or whatever you call yourself. Whatever you call yourself, whatever title you've given yourself, you know, where you come from, you know, there's no way you can see what the fuck is going on and not want to do business and create commerce with one another, because we're all in the same goddamn boat. Pick up a goddamn oar and roll. No, brother, don't roll that way. You're going to have a spinning in a goddamn circle. Follow instructions. This is how you roll. If we got to hum this shit and sing this shit to get a rhythm, then let's get a rhythm and hum this shit until we get this thing moving forward, get this boat moving forward. Damn, don't you see water is coming in underneath the boat? Plug the boat up. Take your shirt off. Do something. Start dumping water out the boat. What am I talking about? Everybody is talking about the housing crisis, the joblessness, and what we're seeing on Wall Street is people who are pushing the water out the fucking boat. They are pushing the water out the boat. And that's what it takes. That's what it takes. You got to stuff this stuff away from the matrix, because you're the ones that make it go. Let me say this to you, man. You are the ones that fuel this ship. It's your energy. It's your brain power that these big businesses or big corporations use and take your mind power, put it under contract, and say that this is their intellectual property. But you're the ones who have the ingenuity. You are the ones who have the foresight. You are the ones with the expertise. Why not use it for yourself? Why not team up with other people who do what you do and find out who can use your services or how your services can be used on another level for yourself, for your own corporation, for your own international corporation, and do business as whatever it is you need to do business as, and whatever country you need to do business.